Radio Network. Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I've been telling you for months he's going to start canceling all his public appearances, just like all the congressmen are doing. We're now publicly isolating them, showing everyone they're criminals, saying these are Madoffs, these are Ken Lays, these are criminals. And their collapse is beginning. We're going to play the start of that confrontation from inside. And again, that took over newspaper headlines, front of one of the major Chicago papers, top story, TV, national news. And that was a nice crowd of great activists. Those are the equivalent of our founding fathers. That's how it begins. You know what the Sons of Liberty did for 15 years before the war started? They did exactly what you just saw. Exactly. When the Redcoats were stealing people's property and raping people's women and beating people up, and there was police brutality and the corrupt lords were out of control, the founders did that and a lot more for 15 years. And they woke the country up and got it ready to defeat the New World Order. And that's what we're doing right now, ladies and gentlemen. We're hoping for a peaceful outcome in this by arresting these crooks. I want to go to Steve and Saeed from We Are Change Chicago. They also work with We Are Change Ohio. I salute you. Do we have Anthony from Ohio, too? He's coming on later. Okay, let's go ahead and go to these guys. And we're going to come back after the break and talk more. Just incredible job. I mean, it can't be done better than what you did in Chicago.
Thanks a lot, Alex. Really appreciate you covering it. We had an organized effort to confront Gore. We were all ready and organized. We went there early in the morning, got our wristbands, and really did a great. I think we really got him on ClimateGate. And thank you for covering it. I mean, the timing was perfect. You really covered it over the weekend, and that Tuesday is when we were going to confront him, because originally we were going to get him on 30,000 scientists and global governance. But as soon as ClimateGate came out, we were like, we have to get him on ClimateGate. So we all sat down and you know, got a plan together and did it. And it was great that the media covered it. I mean, I'll explain it to you from the beginning. We just marched down to the borders in the morning. We got our wristbands, got in, okay. And then a couple hours later, they had the book signing. I'm in line we went in groups. It was me and Sati and Word, who's a member of We Are Change Chicago. Steve was, he was a little bit behind, and Anthony was in the middle. We had Lee filming on the side, as you see that angle, from the side angle. So I'm in line now. That reporter that you see in the beginning, he's a Fox News reporter. And he actually interviewed me before I confronted him about, hey, what are you guys doing out here? What do you want to, if you could say anything to Al Gore, what would you say to him? And I said it straight up that I want to ask him about ClimateGate, about these letters and documents that have been hacked that show, represent and show that he's been manipulating that manipulating the people. What's going on about this? This is a glow, you know, there's so much coming out to prove that this is a hoax. And he kind of like, the reporter kind of like stuttered and kind of just walked off, like, okay, he was expecting something. So, and then he also interviewed Anthony. I'll let Anthony explain that. We went up to confront him. I asked him on if he could talk about ClimateGate. I've seen the clip. He responded by saying, I haven't read the emails. And I mean, this coward, this globalist, I mean, that's where he really is.
Well, stay there. We got Saeed. We've got Steve from Chicago, Anthony coming up. And we're going to play the video from the start. It is dynamic stuff. This is how it's done. And I can only salute everyone who's involved. And it's only intensifying. And now he's canceling his events. which we don't want him to do. We want to go out and confront him more.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365. Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
A tremendous influence on our president and Congress. And they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a Fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, it's MZ, wondering how many of us Alex Jones fans intend to take the swine flu vaccine. I'm not, don't trust it, but then I don't want to get the disease either. So I use PureWorks, a unique disinfectant that comes in foam or spray form. PureWorks is not your typical hand disinfectant. There is no alcohol to dry your skin, and it lasts for hours, not minutes. Use PureWorks to protect yourself from disease and infection. You can find out all about it and order it online at nogerms.info. That's nogerms.info. Don't introduce potentially dangerous chemicals or toxins into your body to keep you well when they could actually cause the sickness you want to avoid. Don't pick your nose, don't shake hands, and don't handle banisters, rails, and doorknobs. Do try PureWorks, available online at wholesale pricing to Alex Jones listeners. Go to nogerms.info. That's nogerms.info. Be well and stay well. Best MZ.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We're talking to Saad and Steve from We Are Change, one of dozens of great activists out there, leading the charge successfully against Al Gore. And the first time you go to a public event, a book signing, a press conference, you can go up politely and talk to them. They'll try to throw you out. Then you take over the media coverage. Then you can yell when they're dragging you out. You can start yelling from the start. I like the way they did it. They tried to be nice at first, talked to the media, got that coverage, then tried to talk to him and they got thrown out. Then they started yelling key, simple facts. People criticize me, like when I have gone and taken over Chris Matthews' TV coverage at, say, the DNC, because I kept saying, 9/11's an inside job, 9/11's an inside job. If I started quoting the Declaration of Independence, it wouldn't make it across TV over Chris Matthews talking. But if you say simple slogans, then they start ignoring what the teleprompter readers are saying, and they hear you rhythmically repeating, 9/11's an inside job, 9/11's an inside job, InfoWars.com, WeAreChange.org, InfoWars.com, 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 and now people everywhere they go are confronting them. And then they physically attack me and cut up my megaphone, and it's the extra on the Obama deception. People haven't seen it. But then other people are going out and doing it. I remember they were having a fake bioweapon release with the state police to scare the locals in Austin. I just went down, jumped in front of the live newscast, said it's all fake. I called the TV station and said, we're going to announce it's fake. We have proof, because I did have the proof from an internal source. But that bluffed them, because I couldn't give the source up, to going on and announcing it was fake. They had a fake nuclear spill we knew was fake and a drill for the army taking over. We bluffed them into doing that. You prove the fraud they're running by exposing them. Now, I want to just play the clip from the start. And it starts with a newscast. It gets into the clip. We're going to go back to Saad and Steve and others and give you their websites and tell you how you can get involved or start your own group. I think the more the merrier. Join this group. Start another group. We're lone wolf in that we love the Declaration of Independence, Bill of Rights, Constitution, but we're thousands of groups. That's why people have asked me to form my own groups or lead groups. No. See, that's a centralized system. Our idea is centralized of freedom and truth and justice, and it cuts across party lines. We expose phony wars. We expose 9/11. We expose the global warming fraud. We expose the heart of it, the eugenics system. But let's play this clip. This is how it's done. And it took courage. But once you've done it once, you're not afraid to do it anymore. So take the plunge. Join the rebellion peacefully. Take over their events. Here it is.
Governor Davis signed copies of his new book, Our Choice. There was a long line of supporters at the Borders Bookstore on State Street. Our Choice is a follow-up to Gore's Academy Award-winning documentary, An Inconvenient Truth. Gore has championed environmental issues for many years. His book is described as a call to action and answers many of the questions posed by the film. Gore was a co-recipient of the Nobel Peace Prize in 2007 for his work in climate change.
They're in the bookstore. The Slimer walks by.
Sir, can you comment on the emails and documents that were revealed or hacked on Climategate? Climategate said that the research is a fraud and it's all manipulated. Can you give a comment? Can you give me a comment, sir?
It's a fraud. New World Order. Eugenics operation. Don't touch me. This is a eugenics operation. This is a fraud.
What they're trying to sue Al Gore. Look it up. It's a eugenics program. It's a New World Order. We advise you all what we've lied to us before. Wake up, people.
Can I give you that, Mr. Gore? It's good science that shows that 31,000 scientists are speaking out against your eugenic chromosome agenda, sir. The New World Order will fail, and we realize that this is against our sovereignty. I have a First Amendment right. You do not need to assault me, sir. I am leaving. I am leaving. You do not need to assault me, sir. I have a First Amendment right.
Yeah.
This man wants to create a centralized global government. 31,000 scientists. That man is, this is Nazi fascism.
Who are you?
Any comments on ClimateGate? The emails that prove it's a scam, it's a farce, global warming is a joke. Any comment? Comment on ClimateGate? ClimateGate, First Amendment rights here. ClimateGate, ClimateGate, research ClimateGate. This guy's a fraud. It's a scam. They are trying to institute a global government through a carbon tax. This guy's working on a carbon tax. That's all it is. It's global government. There are 30,000 scientists trying to sue this guy. John Coleman, the founder of the Weather Channel, is suing this bum. You are in line for this bum. It's a global government. Get your hands off me. First Amendment rights. Get your hands off me.
Talk about carbon polluters. You talk about them. It's my understanding that back in 1997, when you were vice president, Enron's CEO, Ken Lay, was involved in discussions with you at the White House about helping develop this type of policy, this trading scheme. And is that accurate? Is it inaccurate? It's been reported.
I don't know.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. And it goes on from there with them confronting him outside. But the point is, they split up so that as each one got thrown out, another one then activates. And it panics them. One, they can handle. Two, they don't like. Three, they go crazy. Four, they start freaking. Five, they go nuts. Six, Al Gore cancels everything. Which really is what they have to do. Because if he keeps going out, all the headlines are about how he's a fraud, how he's making money, how it's eugenics. And so he's canceling these events. And at first he took them off his website. Now he's canceling them because he knows if he goes out, we take his media attention away from him. He'll now watch, start phasing out his events as he's doing. I told you he would do this because I understand this warfare system that they've been using against it, against us. We're now countering them with our own system, which I literally just stumbled on myself through trial and error, trying to go to press conferences and ask real questions. But Again, ladies and gentlemen, this is the true activism. This is a million times more effective than mass protests where the cops come and have a provocateur throw a bottle at them so the cops then attack everybody. And I'm not saying don't have protests, but this is the way that they can't stop you. And it's not just Al Gore. Going back to Saad, going back to Steve, you guys, again, everybody there, give us the We Are Change Chicago website. Who else are you going to be out confronting? What other street actions are you doing? Finish up talking about the incredible job you did.
Well, everybody out there, just please join us by going to wearechangechicago.com, and you will see a section where you can join us. We have a weekly street action that we do every Sunday, usually at the Art Institute or the Belmont Clark neighborhood, because we're trying to extend all around the city and to have a weekly thing where everybody can come out and be active once a week. And as for confrontations, we're planning... Todd, what do we have coming up for confrontation?
We have a UN ambassador to the UN, United Nations coming up. So anybody's in Chicago, please get a hold of We Are Change Chicago. Go to the website, join up, and join us in these confrontations because it's strength in numbers. If we take 50 people out to these book signings, then we can totally just ask him as many questions as we want and until he can't even take it over and walks away.
Now, we know the slime bag. We know, I mean, just real quick, because we're going to keep going. We got Luke Radowski on as well, and Anthony and others coming up. We know that he's canceling most of his events. Have we been able to find out where this criminal is going to be next?
Well, we know that he's going to be in Chicago. Again, I believe it's March. Anthony knows a little bit better about that, but he might be here. I think it's March or May. He's going to be here again in Chicago. But if you just got to really go dig in and do some research, you'll find where he's going to be. I'll be looking myself. If I see anything, I'll shoot it to any We Are Change chapter.
Because they're only doing local coverage to keep us from learning on purpose before they would promote it everywhere. We need listeners who are everywhere in the country. You've heard it announced where he's coming in your area. Tell everybody on your email list, get it out so we can start tracking this criminal. Now, again, Assad and Steve, who hasn't had a chance to talk yet?
Steve.
Go ahead, Steve.
Well, I just want to say it's great that you're covering this. You're waking people up, and it's infectious. Just yesterday, we had the Afghan impromptu war protest at Federal Plaza. People saw our We Are Change Chicago banner, and they were like, we saw it on InfoWars. We saw it. We didn't know we had a chapter, and now we know. So everybody out there, stop waiting for orders to get active. Just go find it. Find a group. Start your own, because me and Saad are just two guys that met because we had the same belief system. We knew we could do this. We knew we could take it over. We got the press covers. We got the attention. Fox News called us. They wanted to have us on to cover this thing. So we understand that we can take this over. And I think the media, there are people out there waking up in the media, because when WBBM reported on the Al Gore event, they said in their own broadcast that everybody in line with the book was allowed time with Al Gore except the media. So I think one of the big reasons we were able to get them on our side and actually cover us was I think they were just as angry as well for being shunned from Al Gore. And that's why everyone should be really upset, is there's no...
Exactly. Look. The average media person, the average cop, the average bureaucrat, they're just like us. They were told we were all kooks a decade ago. Yes. Now everything we talked about came true. They're all joining us now. This is how revolutions are won without firing a shot.
Exactly. I want to make one last point real quick. As we were, like, shouting and leaving, the media left Gore and followed us outside. So, like, all the media, like, when we were outside, we were actually we didn't put this in the video, but we're actually, like, giving a speech to all the media. There's, like, cameras, and all the people, the program Goreans who are walking out of that bookstore were sitting there listening to us and asking us, wow, we didn't know this. Where can I get more information on how... Where is crime here? What is it? So we're sitting there explaining to like over 50 people how everything, and including...
Well, you need to post that video now as part two so millions can see it. But what's happening is, again, they're having to not come out and have their events because they know it's a catalyst for the truth tellers to go out and counter their lies. They're hoping we just dissipate and go away. But ClimateGate isn't going away. 2 weeks ago when this came out, we got the equivalent of the Death Star plans. In the last couple days, the Death Star blew up, but the Empire is still there. But literally, ladies and gentlemen, with the audit the Fed bill going forward, talk of blocking the reconfirmation of Bernanke, with ClimateGate in trouble, with all these professors getting in trouble, the cap and trade bill failing that was going to pass in Australia, the Death Star blew up. I mean, we just blew up one of their biggest operations. It is in tatters. They're still going to operate covertly locally. I want to bring you guys up with Luke Radowski and others straight ahead.
For thousands of years, Native American healing has been practiced in North America. The Native Americans discovered an astonishing healing plant called Siaga. This pesticide-free, wild-crafted, all-natural wonder is handpicked by a medicine man and effectively combined with other all-natural and sacred ingredients into a product called Defense. These key ingredients not only supply powerful immune system building blocks defending your body against natural and man-made viruses, but they also assist your body in healing itself from life-threatening conditions. HealForGood.com's defense capsules are Native American practitioners' remedy. Start now with a 100% money-back guarantee. Mention this ad and receive $5 off your first 3-month supply of defense capsules. Call 1-877-HEAL4GOOD. 1-877-HEAL, the number 4, GOOD. That's 877-432-5446. Or order online at HealForGood.com. That's HealForGood.com.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
This is Big John Lipscomb. World government and all its tyranny is rapidly approaching. The choices you make today will determine your level of suffering and freedom tomorrow. I have two solutions for you, so you and your family can stay strong and free. PatriotFood.com. 135 pounds of long-lasting dehydrated food in 25 varieties. That's one-fourth the cost of many freeze-dried offers of the same weight. And SurvivalSeeds.com, where I just released my best offer ever. 7,000 heirloom vegetable seeds, 30 varieties of vegetables. That's over 4 pounds of seed, and I ship it in a time capsule so they will last decades. And now you can get a second for a $60 savings. PatriotFood.com and SurvivalistSeeds.com. Anything else is just a copycat.
With our combined strength, we can end this destructive conflict and bring order to the galaxy.
All right, we're back live, ladies and gentlemen. This is, ladies and gentlemen, bottom line. This is bottom line, ladies and gentlemen. The equivalent of the Death Star. This is their grid, their world government to train everybody to have our resources cut off, to kill the third world and turn us into an absolute third world slum ourselves. This is the plan, to use economic tyranny to make us be so poor we can't stand up against them. Governments have always used poverty as a tool of control. Now, going back to my guest, because we've got We Are Change founder Luke Radowski on the line. I meant to get Luke on, and somehow that fell through the cracks. I'm glad we were able to get a hold of him. Luke, I want to get Anthony on from Ohio, who was involved with Chicago, who may have discovered the location of the snake's next event, Herr Gore. But expanding on this, Luke, what is it like to see just the people rising and taking over the media attention and literally running Al Gore to ground?
I mean, it's incredible seeing the true authority and power we all have in ourselves. And it's us realizing that power that is really going to take back this country and take back our lives. Our lives has meanings. We are something in this world, and we're going to make something happen. And I just published an article on Russia Today just talking about this. The new dawn of a new age of muckraking is upon us, and we are taking advantage. We are taking the airways away from these corporations, and we are speaking truth to power to everybody. And the more we keep doing this, the more everybody's going to see the real truth behind everything. Global warming, 9/11, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed. We are doing the job of the mainstream media, and people are seeing that, and we are going to be successful.
I tell you, didn't Chicago do a splendid precision job the way they worked Gore over?
I love Chicago. Shouts out to also Colorado, who confronted Al Gore, ripped up his book in the book signing. But also here in New York City, I have to shout out Danny Panzella, Matt Lepasic, and Heather Lamastro here in New York. They confronted Al Gore, too. I'm going to be working on that video today. And just like, you know, Matt Lepasic just came up to him and said, aren't the ice glaciers melting on other planets as well? They literally grabbed him, threw him away, and then the same thing that Chicago did, screamed. I mean, the technique that we have is impeccable. What we're doing, what Chicago and Colorado and all these wonderful, beautiful people are doing, it cannot be stopped. We are doing this non-violently, peacefully, taking over the airways. And it's beautiful and it's amazing. And I'm so proud of seeing so many other people just standing up for themselves and doing the right thing.
Do you agree with my analogy that 2 weeks ago we got the Death Star plans, and the last two or three days the Death Star blew up? I mean, literally, their man-made global warming fraud is imploding in flames right now.
Yes, we have the information. We have the knowledge. But that knowledge is nothing unless we use it. That knowledge is power and authority. We now have to use that power and authority to tell the people what's really happening, to save this country from the cap-and-trade bill, from the Copenhagen Treaty. We have to understand, we have to act and activate right now. Information and knowledge is nothing unless we act on it.
Absolutely. Now is the time. I had Lord Monckton on last week. He'll be reporting for us next week from Copenhagen. And I said, we're 2 minutes to midnight. He said, no, we're 2 seconds to midnight. But, again, it's the deus ex. Right at that moment, you know, all these good people we don't even know about are coming out of the woodwork to aid us. And that's how it works. You take the step of faith, you stand up for truth, and you're not going to have victory overnight, but then empires just collapse in front of you. And I am seeing the New World Order, right as it announces itself, being blown into pieces. And it doesn't mean just because we've blown up the Death Star, ladies and gentlemen, the fight continues. The empire is still in control. But this is a major coup against them, a major morale booster, and if we continue to get ClimateGate out that has tentacles into all the other eugenics frauds, point out what monsters these are, we can defeat them.
I mean, it's in our hands. I mean, we can defeat them. We can win as long as we want to win, and we could realize we could win just by all standing up. And you don't have to be a part of We Are Change or any other even group out there. Be an individual. I'm not no leader. People always come up to me and say I'm the organizer. I'm not. I'm just one human being. I can inspire people. But it's really up to an individual to be their own leaders and to stand up in their cities and towns. And that's how we're going to be successful. And we slowly are becoming successful because people like Saad are coming up in Chicago. People like Anthony are coming up in Ohio. You know, people like Jonathan in Colorado are coming up. People like Matt here in New York City are coming up, and they're doing the job of mainstream media, and they're standing up for themselves, for their lives, for humanity. And it's us standing up that's going to just deny this Copenhagen Treaty, this climate gate.
Yeah, from we're standing up saying, you're crooks, you're frauds, we have your own documents, you're a criminal, I'm not your slave. You got it? Because if we lay down, that gives them implied consent to rape us, and the raping is over. The sleeping giant that is free humanity worldwide is rising.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Thomas Jefferson once said, when the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty. Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen A Fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset, so try it today. Store it today and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
They railed against the crown, another ragtag band declaring independence.
They railed against the crown, another ragtag band.
And here's to the renegades.
Declaring independence.
Because of them, we're free today.
Laid their bodies down on a bloody war.
For liberty.
And liberty.
For their descendants.
For their descendants.
That's us.
Thanks to the renegades.
We're free today.
Free today. Thanks to the renegades.
We're free today.
We're free today.
Thank God for the renegades. All right, let's go back to We Are Change. Luke, you got a big event. I'm going to say bye to Chicago, say hi to Ohio, and I got to move to other issues. I appreciate you all coming on this week on short notice with important work. The big mothership, the founding chapter in New York City in Manhattan, is going to have a big demonstration against the Copenhagen fraud. Give us the coordinates of that resistance point.
Yeah, we're going to be having an event, an educational event, this Saturday, 56 Walker Street, 7 o'clock, about the Copenhagen Treaty, what can we do to stop it, information about it, and we're going to be teaching people how to be activist journalists, how to lobby against the Copenhagen Treaty and how to be effective members of this community. We're also going to have on WeAreChange.org a news tip section. If you know where these guys are, where they're doing events, please let us know. We will go out there, whether it's in Chicago, Ohio, Colorado, Los Angeles. We will be there confronting these guys. But we need you to let us know where these guys are. So please let us know. It's WeAreChange.org. And I want to thank everybody so much from the bottom of my heart for taking action every single where. And you don't have to be a part of We Are Change to do it. It's about being an individual. It's about being a leader. And God bless you all.
All right. Thank you so much, Luke. Great job. Going back just briefly, and I'm going to say bye to Anthony here, introduce him and quickly get a few comments from him, with Ohio also doing yeoman's work in fronting military checkpoints, you name it. I mean, the list just goes on and on, the tyranny we're facing. Sod and Steve from Chicago, closing comments.
We just want to say thanks for covering us and thanks for firing people up, because if it wasn't for your show and your listeners and creating this movement, there'd be nothing for us to keep moving forward. So we're going to keep the ball rolling in Chicago, and anyone that wants to join up, wearechangechicago.com.
On behalf of me, thank you, Alex, for everything. Thanks for all the info. Infowars.com, wearechangechicago.com, wearechange.org. Those are the websites. Everybody get active. Let us know if you want to. If you're in Chicago, come and join us, and we'll fight the fight together. Thanks.
Absolutely.
For us.
God bless you. Wow, so exciting. And it's just so wonderful to see America standing up and the people of the planet standing up. Just like Lord Monckton said, a freedom party globally. But it's not a global government. It's individual sovereign groups in nations standing together against the organized global tyranny. And that's the vacuum that We Are Change and other organizations, tea parties worldwide, are forming. That's why this article from Infowars.net is so important. Tea Party co-founder, concept has been hijacked by false left-right paradigm. Chad Peace, who I want to get on, he was the founder of the main Tea Party movements out of a bunch of different organizations and out of Ron Paul groups and others. And it's been totally hijacked. And he went on Fox News and talked about it. And it's been hijacked by Sarah Palin, the Republican Party, and Glenn Beck. Now, again, I don't just sit here and attack people. I know Glenn Beck's an operative. I know they're meant to control a real revolution and to stop us from ever getting things back. So we just re-infiltrate their groups. Go in and say, hey, you want the real truth? Here's Fall of the Republic. You want the real truth? Here's We Are Change Chicago confronting Al Gore. You want the real truth? Go out and protest Al Gore this weekend with Luke Radowski. This is what we're doing. I salute you, gentlemen. Take care. Okay, let's now go to Anthony of We Are Change Ohio in closing, who have just been doing a sterling job as well, not just with Gore, but the illegal military checkpoints, all the bizarre martial law stuff going on. They've been doing so much. Al Gore canceling his Copenhagen trip and speeches, now hiding wherever he's going to speak. They are certainly afraid, aren't they?
I think they're definitely afraid. I mean, he's been doing these book signings for a while, and every time he goes out and does these speeches or these book signings, people are confronting him everywhere. And, I mean, this guy is just on the run. It's amazing to just see all these amazing patriots from chapters all over the country confronting this guy and getting out real issues and taking over media and confronting these guys.
Beautifully said. Tell us about some of the things We Are Change Ohio has been doing. I know a lot of groups don't have any video because the police have also confiscated their Al Gore confrontation video.
Yes. Back in April 1st of this year, all of our great members, Sam, Rachel, Josh, Brad, we went and confronted this guy. And what happened was Sam was in there filming. And after we confronted him, we have all the audio. Sam actually has to go back to court this weekend. This has been now about 8 to 7 months. He has to go back and try and get his footage. So he's in the midst of this court battle. That's Sam Logolo of We Are Change Ohio. And he also has a court issue going on because he got arrested at the G20. But we confronted Al Gore, and his goons basically grabbed Sam because he was filming. They did not want this confrontation on film. And they tried to make him delete his footage. He wouldn't. And because he wouldn't, they arrested him, and he was in jail overnight. This was back in
August. But they didn't stop him because now everybody's confronting him. But Gore understood the power of this. That's why they tried to suppress free speech. But it's not working. Give us the We Are Change Ohio site, sir.
Yes, we just launched our new WeAreChangeOhio.org site actually last night. So it's wearechangeohio.org. We have an email that you can contact us at. That's wearechangeohio@live.com. And we're doing a lot of amazing stuff. We're doing showings of your movies, The Obama Deception, Fall of the Republic. We've confronted so many different people, Fareed Zakaria, Obama, Joe Biden, John McCain, the Clintons, Richard and Haas, Colin Powell, Madeleine Albright, and so many more. And the great thing about Ohio is it's a battleground state. So during the primaries, when these criminals come here and try and spew out their propaganda, we take over the media with real issues. And we have Fox and CNN. Over the summer, about 2 years ago, when I confronted John McCain about his connection with PNAC, you know, he freaked out, but CNN covered it, and millions of people saw that, and they realized that, you know, they realized his connection with 9/11, and I had people come
and this
up
is the key.
Patting me on the back.
And this is the key. We're now teaching everybody else how to go out and confront. We're now showing everyone else how vulnerable these enemies are to the truth. You shine a light on them, it's like a vampire being thrown out in sunlight. They turn to ash and blow away. Great job, Anthony. We salute you.
Thank you so much, Alex. Thanks for having me on, buddy.
You bet. We just did an hour and 40 minutes with different We Are Change groups, and that only touches the tip of the iceberg. We Are Change, California, L.A., Colorado, just Minnesota, Ireland, England, the Netherlands, Tokyo. And remember what I did a few months ago where I asked listeners to post signs with Obama as the Joker when the media said it should be illegal? We said, well, we'll just tell everybody to go do it. And it was hundreds of TV reports, hundreds of newspaper articles. And then finally the media backed off and stopped saying, oh, arrest everybody, because people rebelled against that tyranny. You have to exercise your will over these people. That's what they've done to us. They've trained us how to be slaves. We have to teach them that we're not their property. And that's what's starting to happen. So, join, make your own We Are Change group, or make an InfoWars group, or make a Tea Party group, or whatever. Call it whatever you want. Start 2-3 groups. Just get involved. It's so simple. We can beat these people. They're in full retreat. I wanted to briefly bring Ted Anderson up with some economic news and try to jam in some final phone calls. But, Ted, I mean, this revolution's in full swing. Professors are stepping down. Members of Parliament are stepping down over this. The Australian government is collapsing over it. Their whole cap-and-trade tax system just imploded and failed. That's the Financial Times of London. Al Gore's canceling speaking engagements and trips in Copenhagen. In congressional testimony, the White House science czar is being grilled over this. I mean, this is really blowing up in their face. And it is literally our great activist listeners that are at the vanguard, absolute tip of the spear, ramming it into the heart of this dragon.
Alex, there are no better listeners than our listeners. These are the people that are actually changing the face of the United States of America and the entire world. And I can't tell you, I salute them all. I am so in depthly grateful, and I'm just so proud. I just can't even say enough to how wonderful the listeners of your show, the Genesis Communications Network, this entire movement. I mean, it is just mind-boggling to be sitting at the center of something this big is just unbelievable.
Well, Ted, I mean, just as a sonar ping of our success, I went to a Megadeth concert because I was invited to go interview Dave Mustaine behind the scenes and do an interview about the New World Order with him. And he said, no, hang around, you know, stay, because I got up at 5 a.m. that day and drove up there. But I was pretty tired, but I stayed for the concert. And walking around out there in the crowd, literally every three people I walked past were, hey, Alex Jones. They were old. They were young. They were black. They were white. They were wearing InfoWars T-shirts, which, again, is just an indicator. And most of them were homemade and stuff. We certainly don't sell that many. I mean, this is, again, just an indicator of just the work we've done. And there's so many other people out there taking action. I mean, Ted, the New World Order knows that actually a large percentage, maybe even a majority of Americans are finally waking up or have woken up. And the battle is now joined, Ted.
It sure has. It sure has. And it's been an interesting feat coming right along with all this whole thing. But I do believe, Alex, we're going to kick their rear ends right out of there. the United States of America will return back to its original form. It's just like that Renegade song that you had coming in. And thank God for the Renegade and for their descendants. And that's us. And now we got to think about our descendants. And we got to be the people standing up and fighting for this nation. Because if we don't fight, by God, they'll take it from us.
Well, Ted, I got you up here briefly because you said 2 weeks ago you thought it would go above $1,200 by Christmas. It's already gone to $1,226 today. And, I mean, it's insane. I wanted to briefly have you up to tell the listeners you buy the gold when it's lower. You sell it at the low price even when it goes up. But I know that you've basically run out of all the stuff at the $1,050 level. What do you have now? Because I know it's – I mean, that was a deal that's – never been taught before.
Well,
I haven't asked you, what's the gold and silver offering you have today?
Well, sadly as it is, foreigners are trying to get away from the U.S. dollar, and that's driving it down, and that's driving gold up. Right now, I am still carrying British sovereigns at 325. Pricing-wise, you're asking me where that comes in. I picked up those at about 1125 an ounce. The francs are currently at 263. Lakota silvers right now are at 2451, but I haven't had to move up the Montana silver rounds because I picked up 5,000 of them before gold jumped over $19 an ounce for silver, before silver jumped up over $19. So they're going to be jumping up as well. The Walking Liberties took a big jump up to $10.69. There are, you know, I have other things here. We carry the junk silver. We carry the gold eagles. We also, you know, did you know that gold eagles? The mint announced that they're not even going to be minting these things anymore, and at least through the end of this year, and they will not give us a date when they're going to start minting them again next year. And that's true for not only gold eagles, but silver eagles. So what I have in stock, maybe all I'll ever get for now. And then, you know, we have the maple leaves and just a whole long line of different things that I try to buy when the market's down. I had just about 2 hours of opportunity to buy while gold and silver was down today, and it comes jumping back up again. When we went to bed last night while we were sleeping, gold ran over $1,220 an ounce, and like you said, hit $1,226. I mean, obviously here in New York, they try to push it back down again, but in the world market, they're ignoring that fact. I mean, China's buying gold, India. I mean, you name it. I mean, it's out there. They're buying it. And quite frankly, the people of the United States of America should be too. I mean, we used to be able to produce our currency by mining it out of the ground, and there was no debt associated to it. I don't know how in the world we allowed our government to join forces and collude with a private banking system that doesn't even account, you know, it's not accountable to our own politicians that we elect. You know, they're driving the currency down. It's worth less than 10 cents from where it once was when it was first introduced. You know, it just makes absolutely no sense to stay in a fiat paper currency. And yes, indeed, I am buying when there's dips, and I'll try to get you the best price I can on gold. But by now, you should have woken up and taken a serious look at your portfolio. And in addition to this, if you do buy from Midas Resources, you're helping this cause. I don't know how important you think it is, but, you know, I mean, I know Alex, you and I, and myself too, are committed 150-200%. We're not stopping, and we're not going to quit, not even when the chips get tough. We're going to be moving on forward with this.
Absolutely, Ted. The brokers are there. I mean, so explain to people, your gold, at what point in the market did you buy this gold? What was the market when you bought this gold?
This stuff was bought at about $1,125 an ounce. And right now we're looking at gold over $1,226. I mean, I don't know how I can make this easier for you. I really want to say you need to get out of paper currency and you need to look at gold.
So this is, you bought roughly when the market was $100 lower than it is now and you're passing on those savings.
Yes, that's right. And you're saying it roughly, and that's the way to say it, because it's fluctuating between $1,200 and about $1,215 and $1,225. And so, yes, indeed, this is a great buy. Good time to be getting
it. Yeah, but I mean, just to explain it, the gold you're selling now, what was the market then when you bought it?
$1,125 an ounce. Now, don't confuse it. Every single coin carries a premium over what's trading in New York City in the spot market. That means that I'm buying coins when it was priced when the spot price is at that time. But now, I'm still holding the price even though gold has run up over $1,200 an ounce. I haven't changed my prices. Just go rewind and go back a few days and listen to the archives. Gold has gone up a tremendous amount, and I'm still selling the coins for the same price. You can do the math. I've been doing this for a while, Alex. I don't know how many more opportunities I'm going to get to do this because gold is not coming back down and giving me that opportunity to buy it low again. It just
keeps
going.
You've already sold out of the gold that you bought at the 1,050 level with it now 1,226 today. That was the best deal ever that you were offering last week. That sold out. You still have an incredible deal of gold you bought at the 1,120 range. With gold now $100 above that, believe me, I shop around for gold and silver. Buy a coin here, some coins there. Believe me, I buy from Ted because I'm getting the deal you're getting right now. You cannot find deals better. If you can, please tell me. 800-686-2237. The folks at Midas Resources will be there until midnight again tonight, Central Time. 800-686-2237. Do not procrastinate. Don't be foolish. This is one hell of a bull market, and it's only going up because they're killing the dollar. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. Don't procrastinate. Call now. Tell them it's the Alex Jones special to get those low prices.
We all have to fight germs, but can your antibiotic beat the germ-fighting power of oil of oregano? The International Journal of Food Microbiology says that oil of oregano is one of nature's most powerful germicides, effectively killing a wide range of bacteria and fungi. Oil of oregano can be used daily for those prone to getting sick. The active biochemical in oregano oil is the phenyl carvacrol, which circulates in the blood with antimicrobial action. Oil of oregano is known to be a potent antiviral, antibacterial, antifungal, and antiparasitic oil. And don't be surprised to learn that oil of oregano is a powerful painkiller, too. Buy your oil of oregano from HealthTruthReveal.com. Our oil of oregano is 100% guaranteed true wild oregano. Call us toll-free at 800-593-6273. 800-593-6273. That's 800-593-6273. Or go to HealthTruthReveal.com. Health Truth Revealed. Keeping you informed, keeping you healthy.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath the Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Riders on the storm. We have an article posted up on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com titled, Holdren Grilled. over email controversy. And I'm not going to have time to play the whole clip, but I'm going to play Senator Sensenbrenner bringing this up to him, and watch the rest of the clip up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And we're just going to end the show with this. Then the rebroadcast will begin with all the news and information and calls and guests we had on. We're just out of time for everything else. Al Gore has canceled his Copenhagen trip and leaving the Minion ticket holders in the lurch because he doesn't want to be associated with ClimateGate. I mean, this is a big deal, folks. I don't ever get up on air and start popping champagne. I mean, this is a big deal because we know it's fraud. We know they've been involved in fraud. They're caught covering up the fraud. This is the head UN climate center that cooks the books. This is a godsend, and we need to remember this and keep beating the drum, making the story bigger. All the articles Paul Watson and Kurt Nimmo and Steve Watson and others write and post at Infowars.com. Get them all. Get them out to everybody. Continue. Go to your city council. Go to your public schools. Go to your school board. They're brainwashing your kids. 3 days ago, we broke and put out the UN internal documents, how they've got local brainwashing in every Western country. They are taking over. This is diabolical. Great job to the crew today, by the way. Really appreciate the fabulous job they've done. We're going to go out to the end of the show here with this clip of the eugenicist White House science czar, John P. Holdren, exposed for the fraud he is. Here it is.
Back to the emails that ended up being placed in the public record. And I don't want to get to whether or not they were legally placed in the public record. The question is whether or not they were accurate. Because if they were accurate, it's profoundly disturbing.
Stop right there. What, I mean, what type of research is Sensenbrenner doing? Day one, Phil Jones admitted that was their emails and they were taken, and that's what they said. We've got the computer program written for fraud. So even the Republicans and Democrats up there are acting like they're not sure. That's the spin. I told you that would be the spin. That is the spin. Go back to them.
Climate change. Now, the data from the climate research unit at the UEA in England is one of only three major data sets, but they considerably overlap. And they've been used as a basis for the IPCC report, as well as the U.S. Global Change Research Program. And that means that these two booklets that were passed out this morning, you know, at best need to have a thorough review in the light of this information that has been disclosed. And at worst, it's junk science, and it is a part of a massive international scientific fraud. Now, Dr. Holden, you've been in the middle of a lot of this, and I've got a couple of questions based upon your statements before you joined the Obama administration. You gave an interview in August of 2006 with BBC News in the UK, and you said that a sea level rise of up to 13 feet was in the realm of possibility. However, that's 11 feet higher than what the IPCC has estimated over this period of time, which is somewhere between 7 and 23 inches. Now, with respect to the hockey stick theory, which the chairman has referred to, that's been pretty much discredited in the scientific community.
Let's just leave it
and
there.
Yep, near October.
I'm going to start the show tomorrow with that, and I'm going to analyze it piece by piece. Holdren, in this book, written in 1976, says that we would be in an ice age by the year 2000. It was global cooling. We had to have a tax to stop it. I mean, these are just frauds. These are just scaremongers. They know they're scaring. They admit that they're just lying to people to get their global government. Global government's real. World government's real. We were right. We read the documents. We warned you. The establishment told you none of it existed, so you'd stand down and buy the hoax. Stand up, get angry, say no to these murdering criminals. These people want to murder you and your family, period. Ah!
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.